Technology has played a big role in the history of the NFL. From the equipment to keep players safe, the games on TV, or how teams prepare and adjust each game day, the game is constantly using the newest technology in each and every aspect of the sport. That is especially true on the sidelines, where the days of the old black and white photos to game plan and scheme opponents during the game has been replaced by the newest technology.
You know, when I first came in the league, you know, we had the Polaroid shots. So it was one shot before the ball was snapped, and then one shot maybe a second and a half after the ball was snapped. So a lot of times a player could say, well, coach, I was here, and there's nothing you could do about it until you came in the office on Monday. Well, now the shots that they give us on there are so clear, and they come right one after another, that I get good information that I can make corrections during the game, that now I don't have to wait till we come back in the office on Monday to make those corrections.
Starting in the 2014 season, all teams were given access to league-provided, specially configured Microsoft Surface tablets. The new devices allow coaches and players to look at high-resolution color images almost instantaneously.
I think it's a great teaching tool because the high definition of it, the clarity of the pictures, it's really on point, and you're able to teach and show guys exactly what is going on the field compared to the old black and whites, which sometimes were late, they were fuzzy, incomplete, and it didn't always give you an accurate portrayal of what was occurring out on the football field. So it's a great teaching tool for us as coaches.
Number one is, you know, I'll listen to the quarterback and what he sees, and then you get evidence of, is he seeing things correctly, or, okay, this is what really happened, you know. And just to get that visual, you know, right after each series is a big tool for us.
It's now the common sight to see players and coaches huddling up on the sidelines in between possessions to look at the opponent's formations and adjust play calling and instructions on the fly.
You're able to give a pre-snap look and a post-snap look, and it's very accurate, and it's real clear, and guys can see numbers when you give an assignment. Hey, you have to pick up 22 and 57. Well, you're able to actually see that on the tablets, and so it's I think the players enjoy it as much as the coaches.
Well, what we do is in between series, I go through all the pictures with the quarterbacks, and they have the four, you know, four pictures for every play. So we just got to get to see the sequence of event, what the defense looks like pre-snap, and then how they react to each play. And we get to look at, you know, front and coverage. Also, it allows you to zoom in, you know, so you can get a good, you know, you can see, you know, body language to a certain extent and everything like that.
The game of football continues to evolve and improve each and every year. Taking full advantage of the newest technology, the sport is growing and improving thanks to better preparation, injury prevention, and player safety. With the Microsoft Surface tablets on the sidelines each Sunday, it brings a whole new aspect to the game.
Been a game-changing device for us, you know, on football administration. We have our general manager, Rick Spielman's on it, our scouts, pro scouts, our college scouts, and I use it every day. Take it everywhere I go, and it's like I'm sitting at my desk. I could be any in Costa Rica, I could be any part of the country, any part of the United States, and it's like I'm sitting at my desk.
As soon as we're off the field, they give me one of the pads, and then right then and there, I start to go down each play of that series before the guys even hit the sideline. And so usually what I do is I go through each play, and then after I've gone through it and reviewed it, then I sit down with all of the defensive linemen and we go over each play, good or bad, and I show them, hey, you're in the right position, or you need to be here, or you lined up too tight, or you lined up too loose. And so now between what they tell me they see on the field and what I'm seeing with my eyes, we're able to make great corrections throughout the course of the game.